of all this activity.
Well, that's kind of what the 1968 project, what they were investigating. They said when they started laying out popular culture, they said so many things shifted in 68. When it said things started before there, but then it said seemed like that was the year that things were just churning up, and they kept on for a while. They using the concept the long 60s.
Yeah.
That runs into the 70s.
Yeah, and I think that really things just started up though here.
Yeah.
In 68.
Yeah.
I mean that's my take on it. We moved into the birdhouse. When we moved into the birdhouse, were there hippies there? I don't really remember. We put out the paper March 15, 1968. Yeah, I think probably by the second or third issue, all of a sudden those people were there.
Yeah. Well, Tony Schiffler says they were there. Said people were around, but you only knew them. You'd go to so-and-so's house and hang out, and so-and-so's house, and so-and-so's house, and said it was suddenly, there's something in the park, and everybody turned out, and you're looking around and going, God, I thought we were the only ones over here in this house acting like this or interested in these things. And suddenly everybody discovered that there were a lot of other people like them.
Yeah, now, you know, Linda Piven and Bill Piven lived down the street, crossing Peachtree, going west. Yeah, they lived down there. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of people, other people lived down there.
Yeah.
So they had kind of been in that area. You know, did you know Susan Lightcap?
No.
Have you ever heard the name Susan? You knew Susan Lightcap.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend or husband or lover or whoever he was, did you know him?
Not sure.
They all lived with Linda and Bill, so they had like a... That had been going on for a while.
And they were connected with the College of Art, weren't they?
I think so. But there was, like, around the catacombs, there was that group of people around there.
And that was through Mother David and the art school.
That's right.
Because said Mother David and Linda both modeled at the art school.
Yes, that's right. They both modeled. That's right.
Said that was how, and then Bill went, took classes there or hung around one or the other. So said that's what I've heard, how that early artist groups coalesced around the catacombs.
That's pretty good. That's really what a good way to describe them. So they were already kind of there, kind of down the street. And we met up with them later when they started coming to the Bird and saw a place for themselves to do stuff. And of course, Linda was my major layout partner. Linda and I did layout together for years and years. And then Bill got hooked in. And then, you know, the other thing that was really interesting is that before the Bird came, there was really no place for people to show their work or do. And so the Bird really was a vehicle for all these people who were kind of hanging around, as you say. And then they came and... Oh, like Ron Osborne comes and says, oh, I'll do this. And he turned out to be a fantastic cartoonist. And Bill, I don't think he showed his work very much. And all of a sudden, the Bird was there. And he's, you know, it was like that with so many people.
Yeah. His work, I wish his work was getting preserved and known. That's just unfortunate because he took so many wonderful pictures. Besides historic value, they're just great photos.
And you wonder, you know, like there was such a vacuum. There was such a vacuum in the city and in the region. And then the Bird came, and then all of a sudden, like, people went to it, and it was opening up. So there was a way for people to participate. Because, you know, a lot of times when there's a vacuum, then people close it off.
Well, there were little groups, because then there was, out at Oglethorpe, there was a little group that were photographers, and they got interested, and one of them went to the West Coast and saw a light show. And and they got interested in playing with lights, and they started the electric collage and the that's supposedly how David got his nickname, was that they went in and said, could we put on a light show at your club? And he said, why are you asking me? I'm not your mother. And they said that's how he started getting called Mother David, that everybody who heard it picked up on it and started calling him that. And so all of these little, an Emory group, an Oglethorpe group, a Georgia Tech group, that these little intellectual pockets are avant-garde pockets.
I think that's really true. Charlie Cushing came from Oglethorpe, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so he was hanging out with some people there.
And
Charlie Cushing was at the first of the Bird.
He was my friend who brought me down into all of this and introduced me into it, was an old buddy of Charlie Cushing's. And so, because that was one of the first places I remember going to, is going down to Charlie Cushing's house and just going, well, what is going on here? This isn't Kansas anymore.